This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians in northern Gaza reported fierce air and artillery strikes early on Monday as Israeli troops backed by tanks pressed into the enclave with a ground assault that drew increased international calls for the protection of civilians. Israeli airstrikes hit areas near two Gaza City hospitals, and Palestinian militants clashed with Israeli forces in a border area east of the city of Khan Yunis in the enclave's south, Palestinian media reported. Gaza has received the largest aid shipment since the start of the war, but humanitarian workers say it's not enough to meet the people's needs. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In the largest aid convoy since the beginning of the war between Israel and Hamas, nearly three dozen trucks packed with food, water, and medicine have reached Gaza. But humanitarian workers are saying the assistance falls desperately short of the needs of civilians trapped in the Gaza Strip. It comes after thousands of people broke into warehouses to take food, hygiene products, and other basic supplies. The Gaza Health Ministry reports the death toll among Palestinians climbing to 8,000, mostly women and children. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks and infantry are continuing to pursue what Prime Minister Netanyahu calls a second stage in the war ignited by Hamas's brutal incursion. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A group lobbying for the families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas insisted on Sunday the safety of their loved ones should be a priority for the Israeli government as the military expanded ground operations in the Gaza Strip.
And we are just hoping that Netanyahu and all the other politicians and the people that get this decision won't forget the hostages and will think about them before any decision that they are making.
24-year-old Noam Alon, the boyfriend of a woman who was kidnapped from a music festival.